Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. It's great to be back. I was on vacation for a week, and I tell you, I really miss doing my show, or at least the live version of my show. So thank you all for joining us today. My guest is Judith Salt, one of my favorite tarot card readers, and she's going to be doing mini tarot card readings for people. So if you have a question that you would like to have answered, please call into the line at 877-296-0345 and ask your question, and Judith will be able to do a mini card reading for you. But before we get to that, let's go over some of the astrological transits that are going on, because I tell you, it's been a busy sky lately, and this week is no exception. We have the ongoing stellium, and if you remember from previous conversations we've had, a stellium is just a grouping of planets, and they are all sitting in the sign of Cancer. And that would be Sun, Mercury, Jupiter, Lilith, Mars. And as any of you who are out there that are Cancers would know, Cancer is a sign of feelings and emotions, and it's also a very powerfully intuitive sign. So when we have a lot of planets in that sign in particular, we're really being asked to listen and be receptive to information that's incoming to us. Uranus, the planet of surprises and eccentricity and rebellion, moved to retrograde motion yesterday. And when this particular planet moves retrograde or backwards from our looking at it from the Earth, it brings about an opportunity for kind of explosive knowledge to come to us, or things to happen in a very quick and possibly unexpected way. This planet will remain in retrograde motion until December 17th. And so at that point in time, the flow of intuitive information and ideas and things will smooth out a bit. Now you may get these bursts of ideas and things that come to you and require kind of mad action on your part, depending upon where it is in your personal chart. We also have the ongoing Grand Water Trine, and that, if you'll remember back, is a configuration where energy moves slowly, or excuse me, flows easily between three separate points in a chart, and those are in water signs right now. That would be the planet Saturn in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces, and of course Jupiter and fairly a lot of planets right now in Cancer. So a lot of energy centered in our water signs. If you've been looking up at the sky, you could tell we are heading for a full moon. And the full moon is in the sign of Aquarius on July 22nd. And that full moon occurs just about 3 hours after the sun moves into the sign of Leo. So the sun moves out of Cancer, relieves some of the pressure in the sign of Cancer, but moves on to the fire sign of Leo. And the full moon occurs at 11:16 a.m., so giving us an opportunity to bring some things to completion and to also put together the plan and see the plan in a bigger and easier way. The biggest news, I think probably the thing that I've been looking forward to since maybe December, when I realized that this particular July 29th we would be treated to a grand sextile or a Star of David. And that particular configuration is where six planets, and sometimes more, and in this case we have seven planets joined in, form a hexagon or a six-sided Star of David in the sky. And this is a fairly rare occurrence. The last one that I could find occurred on February 7th of 1945, so quite a while ago. The seven planets that are involved are all of our planets that we talked about that are involved in the Grand Trine. So though that would be in water, we have Saturn, Neptune, and Jupiter and Mars. And the other three planets involved in this are in Earth signs, and that would be Venus, Pluto, and the Moon. And I'm going to bring in my guest now, Judith, because I asked her to do a quick card reading for us on what the grand sextile would mean for us in terms of, how it would be affecting us on the Earth during this period of time. So, Judith, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very excited every time you grace us with your appearance here.
Oh, I always enjoy it so much, Jana. Thank you.
I want you to share with the audience the card that you drew and its meaning here, because I just found it to be so fascinating. So do tell. What did you pull?
I drew, in my particular deck, I used Pamela Eakins' deck, that's E-I-K-E-N-S, and it's called Tarot of the Spirit. And in this particular deck, there are 79 cards rather than 78 cards. And the 79th card is the unknown. And that's what I pulled. And so it's saying we don't know what's going to be happening. There is something that the cosmos isn't ready to share yet, and there's enough free will between now and the sextile that anything could change. So it's not as though it is set in stone. So, excuse me, so I asked to pull a clarifier, and the clarifier came up in such a position that it was saying, no, they're not going to clarify that at all for me. And then I asked, okay, then if it is the unknown and you won't tell us what the unknown is, can you tell us how we should move through this energy? What is the best way for us to move through the energy? And the card that I got is the Four of Fire, the Four of Wands in most other decks. And this one is an initiation. So it is like many initiations. You don't know what the initiation is until you actually go through it.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's huge. So, yeah, I thank you so much for doing that, because it sets the stage for me to, you know, continue talking about this particular configuration, in that it is, because we haven't had this, you know, kind of configuration in a very long time. In fact, most of us on the planet at this point, I shouldn't say most of us on the planet, but probably most of us on the call today have no idea how the energy of 1945 would relate to today, other than what was going on then, of course, was World War II. And any time we have a grand sextile like this, a Star of David, it sets the stage for what will become sweeping changes in the paradigm that is currently in place. And at the time, of course, 1945, there would have been people planning in various countries what the post-World War II world would look like, how would boundary lines be drawn, etc. And as anybody who was alive during World War II could tell you, the world looks drastically different after the war than it did before the war. So we get an idea then of what a possibility is with the Star of David. However, that unknown piece that you were talking about in terms of the card,
right,
really plays in here, because one of the planets involved in this whole grand sextile is the Moon. And it's the fastest moving body that we have in our solar system. And it is the one that would be different for virtually every person on the planet right now. So I can see how unknown would be a really good way for the card to come up, because it is going to be an initiation for everybody in whatever way they've been dealing with the world and whatever wherever the moon is placed for them in their chart at this particular time. Which, by the way, the moon will be in Taurus that day, which is your birth sign. So,
that's right. It's also my moon sign.
Yeah, so this is going to be setting the stage for you, quite possibly, for some sweeping changes wherever Taurus falls in your chart. And I don't know off the top of my head where that is, but do you remember what your rising sign is, Judith?
Libra. The Taurus is in my, I believe it's in my seventh house.
So relationship, yeah. So marriage and relationship, partnerships, how you work together with other people in your life. So that to me says that there's the possibility that the changes that come about for you is no longer working singularly, but perhaps working in some form of partnership. The interesting thing that as I was kind of tuning in, I guess you could say, to this energy, one of the things that happened for me this morning was that I realized that I had been experiencing some very interesting energies over the last couple of weeks. In fact, even earlier in the week, I had been looking through old notebooks of mine from last year at this time, and I realized, wow, there were a lot of projects I started back then that are still in the works right now. And of course, my natural inclination was to start beating myself up about it, you know, how come I hadn't gotten any further, you know, that kind of thing. But as I thought about it, I realized that there was so much going on for me, so many opportunities. And that's what happens with these grand sextiles, is the energy flow between the sextile, which are 60-degree relationships between planets, and the trines that are also made up in here, which are 120-degree energy flow, sets us up for having many talents, many gifts, and many opportunities. So what happens to us is that either we have sort of two extremes we can go to. One is that there are so many opportunities that we can't choose, so we just totally back off our energy and don't choose anything. Or on the other end of the extreme, we try to do what's even worse, and that is to do something with all of that energy. And then that causes us to lose focus and sort of scatter the energies that are at our fingertips. And then you add the fact that this is happening in water signs predominantly, and that puts us in a very emotional space and, in a position where we could just give up and move, you know, into nothingness. So I think one of the lessons we can all learn by what I experienced myself this morning is that for me, the moon clicks into place in Taurus in my 10th house of career. And so that means that for me, the focus has to come through the heart, because Taurus really is ruled by the planet Venus, which rules the heart. And so when I look at all of those opportunities from that position, meaning what would I love to do, the answers become much clearer. And I would assume that for everybody else, no matter, you know, there are 12 houses in the chart where this could happen. And for you, if it's happening in Taurus in your seventh house, then the way you could look at this is, if I have all of these opportunities for partnering or to putting together and working with people in a new way, which one makes me the happiest? Right? Which one makes me feel really giddy inside? I call it giddy, that feeling of bubbling joy that when you think about doing something in a particular way or with particular people, that would be your cue, which way to follow. Makes
well,
perfect sense,
perfect.
Right?
That's perfect. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, for everybody out there who's listening, if you know where Taurus is in your chart, that's the last piece that will click into place on July 29th. All the other planets are pretty much lined up at this point where they're going to be, you know, pretty closely anyway. The moon is the only wild card, if you will, at this point, because it hasn't quite locked in and hasn't quite triggered this grand sextile yet in its completion. So we have the opportunity now to be really kind of looking at all the opportunities that are in front of us, whether it's in the first house of the self, or if it's in the second house of money, third house of communication, etc., all the way down through the chart, and discover what it is that is calling us from the heart. That is going to be the key. Now, the other, the most interesting thing I think about this entire grand sextile is that all of these planets fall into feminine receptive signs. And that means that the sweeping change coming up here isn't so much about war versus peace or what boundary lines and nations are coming up and being built up. It's more about how do we want to be in terms of human beings on this planet? How do we want to be in terms of compassion, loving each other, valuing both the feminine energy and the masculine energy? Because guess what? A Star of David puts those two energies, masculine and feminine, into a configuration that's very solid and joins them in a balance. So fascinating, fascinating time coming up and setting the stage for us for the future. And when you pulled that card, the unknown, I got chills because I'm thinking, of course it's unknown. We've yet to make the choice, right? We've yet to make the choice.
That's right.
Are we going to move forward in a sort of a brotherhood, sisterhood, and loving each other with compassion and, you know, nonviolent communication and all these wonderful tools we have at our disposal to get along in this world? Or are we going to continue down the path of polarity and, you know, taking sides and creating issues, you know, such as the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman verdict that's sort of polarizing in its, if you look at it that way. If you look at it in the other way, it's an opportunity for us to mend fences, to bring us together in a new way of being. So I think that's where that unknown piece comes in.
That's wonderful.
Now, yeah.
If any of you in the audience have not had a private reading by Janet, I really recommend it because she makes astrology so understandable. I've had readings from dozens of people, and she is just so precise and concise, and makes it very understandable. So, I really highly recommend her. Yeah.
Thank you, Judith. And that, go ahead.
You're very welcome. And I bet we have a guest that's waiting for us.
Yes, we do. We're taking callers today for mini tarot card readings by Judith. And our first caller is Antoinetta, I think is her name. Are you out there, Antoinetta?
I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
You're very welcome,
thank you so
welcome,
much for calling in. So
okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Judith so that you can ask your question and get your card reading.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, and remember, this is only a mini reading, so we're not going to solve all the problems in the world, but let's see what problem we can solve for you in the moment.
Okay. My question is Daniel going to be returning back into my life anytime soon to get things moving again here?
Well, when you ask, there are two things that are going on. Yes and no questions can be answered by the tarot, but it doesn't really give you probably the information that you would want. If you want Daniel to come back into your life, then perhaps a more useful reading would be, what is my best course of action to draw Daniel back into my life? Another question might be, is it in my highest good to have Daniel back in my life? What energy am I drawing to myself if he is in my life? And what energy am I drawing to myself if he is not in my life? So
okay.
Do either of those questions make sense to you?
Well, I just want to know if he is going to, on his own, come back into my life without me doing anything, because I feel like it's, he has to do the work now, okay? He has to make the effort. He has to show me that he wants this relationship. So,
then you're asking me to go into his psychic space, and I don't find that ethical. I really apologize for being so unfriendly. I mean, not unfriendly, but kind of sticking to my guns about this, because I can't go into his psychic space and say, Daniel, what are you going to do? Because he has not invited me in.
Okay.
I can do a reading about you and about what you can do, but
okay.
I can't, and even, you know, what you might do, but I can't do a reading for him because he has not asked me for the reading.
Okay, I understand. Right, because he was supposed to move in my home and everything, and I don't even know if any of that is happening or nothing.
Well, let me draw a card for you.
Okay.
It does not look like that you heard the truth from him. And it also looks to me like you have given your power over to him. You have given him the ultimate word and authority and whatever his intention is. So you have disengaged your own power in order to appease him. So the best thing for you to do is to follow your intuition, look at past and current patterns, and see if those are the kind of patterns that you want to live with from now on, because those patterns will not change.
Okay.
Is that useful?
I guess. I guess so.
Antoinetta, what sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo. So what I suspect with all of the astrological energies that are headed in your direction or, you know, for the world at the moment, Venus will move into Virgo toward the end of this month. And that seems to be sort of a trigger for you in terms of redefining what it is that you expect from a relationship and how it is that you want to be in the relationship. So, you know, maybe the better question to ask is, what do I want from this relationship with him?
Right.
You know, are you willing, you know, is this going to be an all-encompassing relationship? Are there troubles that have been apparent between the two of you that need to be resolved first?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be some other things to look at in the bigger picture.
And the card, as Janet was talking, and the card that I drew is about bringing balance, and this one now is in an upright position. So it's really having the next time the two of you are together is to have a conversation where you really speak your truth and where you really hear what he has to say. And I would even, because it sounds like you're disappointed that he either hasn't followed through or you suspect he won't, that you even make notes and put it in writing and say at the end of the conversation, this is what I understand we've agreed to. Do you agree to that also?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got more clarity.
Right. Well, see, I had a big argument. I changed my phone number and everything. So, again, that's why I was saying, do you see him reaching out? Because if he doesn't, then there's not going to be no relationship because, you know, there was some things that came up. And, like I said, if he doesn't come forward and doesn't make an effort, then there is no relationship.
Well, I think that may actually be in your best interest.
Okay. It sounds like it to me, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like it to me, too.
Open yourself up to a loving, supportive relationship. It doesn't sound like that's what you were getting from this relationship.
Okay.
All right?
Good luck
Thank
to you,
you,
sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Antoinette.
Bye-bye.
You know, I meant to mention earlier to people as we were talking about this, the grand sextile, the Star of David, that I actually put it on my Facebook page if you wanted to see the graphic of it, because I think just looking at the picture, you get a really clear idea of what's going on. So
yeah.
For those of you who want to see it graphically, go to facebook.com/livingastrology. And you'll be able, that'll take you right to my Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the actual chart of the grand sextile. It's really kind of fun looking.
That's great.
All right. Yeah. So, Judith, we have another caller named Erica who would like to ask a question.
Hi, Erica. Hi. What would you like to walk away knowing today?
Thank you for taking my call, number one. I wanted to, actually, I've been experiencing some very strong emotions, and I don't actually have a particular question. I wanted to, I guess, see what the cards had, what came up, actually, put it that way.
Like maybe a general reading.
Yes.
Well, Erica, you're coming, you've been carrying some baggage with you that it's really time to let go of. It is you're emotionally the baggage has been an emotional burden on you, and it's time to let go and be done with it. And one, do you know what that is? You don't have to say. You don't have to identify it. Just I want to know if you know what it is.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things.
Okay. And it's really important that, especially in this time, and probably as Janet was mentioning, we're coming up to a full moon. And so doing some kind of ceremony by the time of the full moon or at the full moon would be a really good time. And I suggest this is a death card that came up. It is not a physical death. But in order for something new to happen, you have to really release the old stuff. So my suggestion is to write on a paper whatever it is that you need to give up, and to write it on a paper and to release it by either burying it in the ground or burning it and using words, something along the lines of, as I turn this, as this paper is turned into ashes, so may my grief be transformed into joy. And then do something very kind for yourself. It might be taking a long walk on the beach. It might be having a massage. But something that you definitely consider to be something healing, and that's a real important follow-up. When you're doing the ceremony, when you complete the ceremony, then the next thing to do is to identify what you want to draw into your life to replace that which you've just released. You don't want the cosmos to arbitrarily replace it. You want to have an idea of what you're replacing it with. So at the very least, you want to, I would suggest, replacing the grief and loss with joy and fulfillment. And it doesn't have to be any more specific than that.
Okay. I can.
Is that helpful?
No, it's helpful. It's definitely helpful.
So,
and
Erica, go ahead. I was going to ask Erica what sign she was.
I'm a Virgo.
Wow. So
yeah, 10 in a row.
You know, that always seems to happen, right? Virgos, you know, they come in runs. Like, it could have been all Leos today. Who knew? But Virgo's interesting. because the thing is, I hear you wanting to know the details of something coming, you know, to be able to see the details, and what you're needing to do is step back and look at the bigger picture. It sounds like that's what Judith is trying to lead you to, right?
Looking at the bigger picture, but also what is the most cumbersome is a loss from the past that she hasn't been able to release.
Mm-hmm.
And I drew another card when Janet was talking, and part of the reason that you haven't been able to release that, Erica, is because of your own fears. You're almost afraid that if you release that, you won't have anything. But I can promise you, if you release your grief and your grief over loss, then happier memories and times and new opportunities will take its place. And this card comes up, the Nine of Wind comes up, when you have the strength and the timing, and it is the appropriate time to face this and to be done with it.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it can be a number of things. Because I'm coming up on my mother's birthday tomorrow, and she died 13 years ago. Oh my God. But, you know, there's a couple different things going on. But, no, there's definitely stuff I need to let go of, and like disappointment about, you know, my career and all that stuff in life. So
yeah.
I do see the need to move past it and to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. When I do readings, I call on your guides and I call on my guides. And so the reading comes through them. And what your guides have, I just pulled another card, what your guides are saying is that you are the magician. You can make this next stage happen in a positive way around your career and around bringing into your life that which will make you strong. The magician takes the energy from the cosmos and using the elements transforms it and grounds it so that it is manifested on this earth and on this plane. And so you have the ability right now to manifest that. So do this this exercise by the full moon, and I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised at the energy that you get, because your guides are frantically trying to communicate with you, and you've closed yourself down so much that you can't really hear them. So you need to make the space to be able to communicate with them.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
You're very
great.
Welcome.
Thank you
both.
Janet, if it's okay with you, I'm going to mention I'm actually teaching a class this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Earth Sanctuary Retreat on Whidbey Island, about using tarot to communicate with your guide, even for people who don't read tarot. It's learning how to use the cards to communicate with your guides, because it's a tool. Just like the pendulum is a tool, tossing a coin is a tool, whatever that is. And if people I've got one space left. And if anybody is interested, you can contact me, Judith, at Life Path Expressions, JUDYTH at Life, and that's YTH, Life, LIFE, Path, PATH, Expressions, expressions.com.
That's great. Thank you, Judith, because I was going to bring that up. That was perfect timing because, you know, this is such a great subject for you. I mean, you really have a lot of information, a lot of intuition around this. You're such a good reader, and you could teach people a lot about how to connect with their guides and be able to get answers for themselves instead of just,
right.
you know, having to, you know, keep thinking that they don't have the tools or the ability to do that. So definitely, if you want to take up, you know, the idea of reaching out to your guides and so forth, Judith has one space left. And you can contact her if you are in the Northwest Washington area and want to take that class this weekend. You're going to be offering this again, though, weren't you, Judith?
I offer it once in a while. The class, all the content that I had just kept growing and growing, and so I've made it into a two-day class. I've taught it as a three-hour class before, and it wasn't really enough time for people to get all the material. And I'm just finishing my workbook today. It's about 25 pages, and people will be able to get the workbook on my website at a later date. And my website is lifepathexpressions.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter and be kept informed.
Very good. Now, I have another question for you. I have a couple of callers who are trying to get into the line and haven't been able to for one reason or another today. Is it possible that you can do a reading for somebody if they've emailed me their question, but they're not on the line?
Sure.
Okay. So I would like to do this. This is for Debbie. And her question is, hold on, let me get back to that. What is it that the universe would like her to know?
Oh, I love those kind of questions, Debbie. And what I haven't said so you guys can hear it is every time I do a reading, even these quick readings, I do call on your guides. And so I'm calling on Debbie's guides, as I have called on the other guides. And Debbie wants to know, what does the universe want her to know at this time? And what the universe wants you to know is how important it is for you to bring balance into your emotional and emotions and relationship in your life, that there's it's in an upright position. I always look at twos as being kind of a teeter-totter card, and sometimes there's more teeter than totter. And the two of water is also about relationship, because it is in an upright position. Very often it's a partnership or a romantic relationship. Then the other card that came up is the Emperor in a reverse position. When I read the cards, a reverse position is an internal process that's going on. So the universe is recommending to you that you relinquish some of the control that you're trying to tenaciously hold on to. And as you're trying to connect more with your spiritual side, And with your guides and with the universe, it's don't predefine everything. Relinquish your hold a bit and be open to what's coming through. And my sense is that you are that you are in a situation where you really, really, really want an answer, but you have the answer that you want. My sense of the Two of Water is that this is not just a relationship, but it is relationship with your guides that you're wanting to know about, or with spirit that you're wanting to know about. And what they're saying is relax. Just relax, and it will come to you. Spend some time with a quiet mind. Meditation doesn't sound like it is very useful for you intuitively. I get that's not. But taking a walk or a bike ride, going in nature somewhere is going to be speak to you much more clearly. And then I'm also getting for you to do something like automatic writing. Just sit down and just begin to write. Don't think about it. Don't even look at it. I mean, you can look sure you're on the right page, but don't analyze it or think about it. And then when you're completely done, go back and look at it, and you're going to find the answers that you want.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Debbie, I hope you are listening. If not, I will make sure to contact you and give you the information from Judith. And so now I want to go back to the callers on the line because apparently we have quite a few. And the next up is Lanish. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi,
Lanish. How are you today?
Hi,
I'm doing great.
Thank you, lady. My question is, I am doing nursing, and I am working with a particular patient, and there are some changes coming up, and I have an option to stay there or move on to a different patient, different atmosphere, and a little bit different circumstances. And I don't know if I should move from there at this time, or so I want to know, should I move from there at this time, or should I wait a little longer?
Okay. I'm going to draw a card that says if you choose to stay with that patient and if you choose to go to the new patient. Things
okay.
are changing for you. Things are changing for you personally. It isn't just the whole patient structure, but it is a natural evolution, and it's actually good. If you choose to stay with the patient you're working with now, you're putting at risk some future opportunity. If you go with a new patient, you're going to be very, very much rewarded for the hard work that you've put in. You haven't been really quite appreciated in the place where you are now, and you will be... you will be rewarded and gratified if you move to the new person.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that
help? Yeah, because I didn't know, and I'm concerned about my money. I didn't want there to be a drop in my income, but I feel so more or less oppressed there. And nursing is what I'm doing now, and it's like the only way that I have of making money, but I do want to do something else and, you know, to support myself, but I haven't created that yet. But it seems that in nursing, I feel oppressed and sad, and it's just having a very bad effect on me. And do you see what might be causing that, or is there anything that I can do to feel better as I'm doing it?
Lanisha, what sign are you?
I'm Cancer.
Ah, good thinking here, because one of the things that I've often noted throughout my career as an astrologer is that the people who are caretakers, such as nurses and so forth, are often Cancers. And Cancer is one of those signs where you're very empathic. And so you tend to pull in energies and demonstrate energies that are not even your own. And so
I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, so the consequences,
like, how do I
if you're
stop?
Working with a sick, yeah, good question, because, you know, consequently, you're probably pulling in energies that are not your own, depression and so forth, that perhaps the patient is experiencing. So what I always tell my Cancer clients is that the very first question when you notice that you're experiencing an energy drop or an energy change is that, is this mine? Is this my energy? And just sit with that for a moment until the answer comes, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out it's not your energy. It isn't yours. It's someone else's. And if that's the case, then you can choose to let that energy remain outside of you as opposed to bringing it in. That doesn't mean that you're not compassionate. It doesn't mean that you're not, you know, treating people with empathy. It just means you're not taking it in and making it yours. Very important distinction, because you don't need to take it on. You just need to care about the patient, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hope that helps you some.
Yeah, and remember, going to the new patient is going to give you additional opportunities, and it may even open your eyes to a different kind of a career or a different way of being in the world.
Okay. That's what I want.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that.
Okay.
Good luck. All right, so our next caller on the line is Sheena. Are you there, Sheena?
Hi, Sheena.
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
Sheena, what
so
can we do
question?
For you today?
Okay, so I am going to a training class next week, and, I'll receive a certificate, and It's sort of a certificate where I can kind of, you know, get an immediate job, because I've been out of employment for a very long time, unemployed for a very long time. And so I want to, see what the cards say about this employment, if it's going to be immediate, 3 months out, 4 months out. I also wanted to decide, I decided that once I get that certificate, I was going to receive another one. Both of these options, I want to know, where it's going to take me financial-wise or, success-wise. I want to be successful with my decision on taking these training courses.
Okay. I lost a little bit of your question because of technical things, but let me tell you what came up. You're going to have more opportunities than what you are anticipating. It's going to take a little bit more time than being an immediate. It's not going to be, that immediately the next day. But you are going to have more opportunities that are coming up about it. And about taking the other class, the other class is going to give you, in whatever area it's in, it's going to give you almost like a new language, a new way of being able to function in the business world that you're interested in doing. So it will be a very important class to go forward. And then the next card that came up is when you finish those, you will be able to present yourself in a new way, with in terms of your resume, in terms of things that you're getting ready to do, in terms of being able to present yourself in the world. And as long as it has been for you to, you mentioned that you've been unemployed for a long time, the difference in waiting here is going to be a matter of, I'm getting six to ten weeks, something in that category, before you at least get a part-time job. But things will begin to smooth out for you after that 6 to 10 weeks.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, it is. That resonates with me, because the profession I've been in, caregiver, private duty nursing. And I'm just going to take some, what you would call CEUs, and go for my phlebotomy. It's sort of, the class that I'm taking for phlebotomy is sort of untraditional than the college. It's like a little training institution, and you don't get an externship here when you take the class. It's kind of like you take the class, you learn, how to draw blood, and you're kind of just out there, where opposed to the college. You take the course, and you're being put at an internship site. So I was concerned about the experience, the level of experience I would need for, this job, this
Well, I think you're taking the right step this way, and that you're going to have some new opportunities that open up and a new way to present yourself as a result of this that will end up bringing you rewards within the next 6 to 10 weeks. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to ask one quick, really quick question here. If you see anything extra, my sign is Scorpio. Do you, see any major changes, just period, in my life with where, with,
I see that you're afraid of change, and change is inevitable, and you're afraid to speak about what your change is going to be, and that kind of a question sounds like a real simple how do I do it, but it really is more involved than a one card reading. And because we do have so many other people, and I did spend time with you on the first question, you're welcome to call or email me if you would like, and we could set up an appointment. But I feel like I need to move on to the next person.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to jump in here for just a second about this, because definitely things are happening for you, Miss Scorpio, because Scorpio is a sign that digs in, and they tend to get rutted, right? They hold on way beyond the time that they should hold on to relationships, emotions, jobs, you name it. And you have Saturn moving through your sign right now. And Saturn is a taskmaster. So it's really, saying, okay, let's get focused in. Let's get onto the right track. And while you have that planet moving through your own sign, you have the benefit of being able to look at things and decide with discernment what you want to keep and what you want to let go of. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And it may just be a good time for you to have a full-on reading astrologically, because, that may be able to point you in a good direction. You must be about, 28 years old or so, 29, 30?
Yes, 28.
Yeah, so you're coming
wow.
into your first Saturn return, and that's an
okay.
important time of your life. So I would consider that, and if you would like me to do that for you, you can contact me at janet@living-astrology.com. Not to put in a shameless plug there, but this is an important time of your life, and I wouldn't want you to let that go by. All right?
Okay. Everybody who's going through a Saturn return, they ought to make it a law that you have to have a good astrology reading.
Wow,
yes,
really?
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
So Saturn
it's
is
a very important
change.
Time of your life.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Tina. All right?
Thank you,
Judith.
Okay.
All right. So here's where we are. And Judith, I'm going to address you at the moment. We are coming up at about 7 or 8 minutes before the show is over. And I have a couple of callers that I would really like to get to. And I've been offered the opportunity to just go over time a little bit to be able to handle those. It'll be recorded, but we won't be live on air anymore. Is that something that you would be okay doing?
Yeah, that's okay with me. And I would ask that the callers keep their questions brief so we can get to everybody. That would be great.
Absolutely. Okay, great. So having said that, I want to go
hold
to
on,
our...
Hold on, this one of next. Oh.
Pardon me?
Hello?
Who would like to bring part inside? Hello?
Is this Roz?
This is she.
Hi, Roz. Thank
Hi.
You for calling in today. And I understand you have a question that you want to ask Judith, and she's waiting for your question.
Hi, Judith. I have a request.
Okay.
Would it be possible if you can pull a card for me? And I don't need to have it interpreted or anything. I just want to read the card. I would just want to know what the card is. Me and my husband are trying to decide on something, so we're going to let the card decide. Ooh.
Yes, I can do that, and you need to understand that. And you need to understand that the card that I'm pulling is based on my interpretation. So, if you look it up in a book, sometimes there are different interpretations. But let me go ahead, and you think of the question now, Roz, and I'll pull the card.
Okay.
I have the Five of Wind in a reverse position, and and that card is can be challenging in that it is about it can be the sting of rumor, fear of being something along that line. Does that answer your question?
The sting of rumor?
Rumor. Speaking, people speaking, it's called, the card in this deck is called fear.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Interesting.
What
card is that called fear?
The Five of Wind in a reverse position.
And, and what is the Five of Wind in a more traditional deck, Judith? Do you know offhand?
Five of Swords.
Five of Swords.
Oh, Swords. Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's good. That's good. Swords are good.
Okay. All
right.
Well, thank you very much, Roz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So we can make it to our last caller today. Her name is Alice. Are you there, Alice?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
Alice. There.
What's
how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Your question?
So what is your question?
Okay, my question is what the universe cards guides have to, what information they have to give me, please.
Okay. Drop the card, and I want to play with the full deck. Okay. What the universe has to tell you is that it's time for you to find your passion. You're feeling blocked right now around your creativity and the kind of who you are. You've been going through a period where you're feeling very stifled, and that your fire, what's your soul, has been pretty well stuffed. There are many opportunities out there for you. The universe is saying, and it's time for you to make a change to create that to happen. You can change your the way that you make money, your career, because you're stifled where you are right now.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
I think so, because I'm not working. So what you're saying is that I need to find a job.
Yeah, and that whatever you're doing right now, and for whatever reason you're not working, it may be that you lost your job or you're feeling unemployed. Underemployed, it has stifled your creativity and made you feel like you can't do anything. But indeed, you can. In fact, looking in other areas than where you have been before will be very beneficial for you.
Okay.
Nice. So passion, that's the thing, right? Follow your passion.
Yeah, yeah. Because the passion right now is just, it's like a, the visual I get is putting a wet blanket over a flame, and it just smolders and gets all smoky.
Uh-huh.
What sign are you, Alice?
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus. So what kind of work do you like to do? What's your passion?
What's my passion? My passion is animals, horses, but I've mainly worked construction in the offices, admin assistants.
So maybe
there are opportunities in other areas for you.
Woohoo. So I just have to find those. Okay.
That's right.
You know, state
okay,
that to the universe
you.
If you want to follow your passion. And, you know, ask your guides to point you into the opportunities that lie in that direction.
I can do that.
They will. Yeah.
Go,
all
girl.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Judah, thank you so much for being on the show today. We have 30 seconds left, and I would like you to be able to let our listeners know again how they can reach you, your website, phone number, whatever you want to share with us.
Okay, my phone number is 360-305-1491. My website is Life Path Expressions, LifePathExpressions.com. You can also reach me at Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, Sult, S-U-L-T, S as in Sam, U-L-T, .com. Either one of those will get you to my website. I have a monthly newsletter, and I give away a free reading every month, a drawing for a free reading every,
Nice.
I do a free reading every month there. I look forward to talking with you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Judith. And next week we're going to have Nick Dagenbest, an author and astrologer, and he will be talking to us about the chart of the United States and the planet Uranus. So thank you all for joining us today, and everyone have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.